This morning, Mykolaiv and Ochakiv were attacked simultaneously by cruise missiles, damaging port infrastructure, premises of enterprises and power lines, destroying trucks. In parallel, Uragan MLRS was used to strike residential neighborhoods of Mykolaiv. Prohibited cluster munitions were applied again. One of the munitions exploded right in the yard of a private house. There were two men. One died on the spot, the other was injured, and doctors are fighting for his life, the operational command, South, reports. In a few hours, MLRS was fired on Ochakiv, injuring several residents. Shortly afterwards, strategic aircraft launched four missiles on the port's waters and berths. No one was injured. In total, 150 fire missions were executed by missile and artillery and other units over the day, and five strikes were launched on the enemy by aircraft. Confirmed losses of the enemy are as follows: 49 Rushists, 3 MSTS self-propelled howitzers, a towing vehicle, an electronic warfare station, an ammunition depot, 5 armored personnel vehicles and motor vehicles. In continuation of the operation to eliminate the enemy units on Zemini Island, Panzer S-1 system anti-aircraft missile system, a radar station, and vehicles were struck. The final results are being specified. The enemy naval forces consisting of 5 missile ships, 3 large landing ships, and a submarine pose a threat of launching 44 cruise missiles. At the same time, stormy weather is not conducive to landing. Instead, sea turbulence increases the likelihood of being hit by sea mines. One of such dangerous travelers was detected in Odessa region. The mine detonated uncontrollably in the immediate vicinity of the water's edge of one of the beach areas. Beach buildings were damaged. Fortunately, there were no visitors on the coast, no one was injured. Also, the sea again brought a mine to the coast of Koblevo. Ukraine's defense forces destroyed it by controlled detonation a few meters from the shore. No damage and no casualties were reported. Natalia Tolub.